Unsere Trauben kommen ja, sind die Karte Westria, Quia regit Gaudia Laetitiae. Jesus Christus nobis natus Domini. Ex Maria Genitus, opus Sancti Spiritus, risum mutans Genitus Christi Cine. Jesus Christus nobis natus Domini. Pietate solita, solvitate dimita, mira monstra tonera redenzine. Jesus Christus nobis natus Domini. O Phoenix puerpera, curius subsit ubera, in hac valle subita miserine. Jesus Christus nobis natus Domini. Jesu Christo Domino, dicamus cum jubilo, gratias angelicas quotidini. Jesus Christus nobis natus Domini.
Konrad Ruhlan just conducted a medieval Christmas song titled Rightfully All Rejoice. And that was from the songbook of Anna of Cologne, dating from around 1500. Our next musician today is Juan Bautista Gomez, whose dates are 1568 until 1643. He was a Spanish composer who was born in Valencia and held the post of Maestro de Capilla at its cathedral. Juan Bautista Gomez is best known for his villancicos and Christian sacred choral works. We listen now to his Omanium Mysterium, as performed by members of Victoria Musicae, conducted by Josep R. Gil Tarrega. Once again, this is Omanium Mysterium of Spanish composer Juan Bautista Gomez.
Oh.
Music of Spanish composer Juan Bautista Comes, whose dates are 1568 until 1643. That was his Omanian Mysterium, as performed by members of Victoria Musicae, conducted by Josep Argil Tarrega. Music from the Spanish, well, actually from the very beginning of the Spanish Baroque. The time is 9:15, and we move on now to music by a pair of nuns from the early Baroque. We begin with Angelus ad Pastores of Raffaella Aleotti, who lived from 1575 until around 1646. That performance will be by members of Capella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith, and that will be followed by Omania Mysterium by Lucrezia Vizzana. She lived from 1590 until 1662. The performance of the Vizzana work will be by members of Musica Secreta. We listen now to a pair of works for Christmas by a pair of nuns from the early Baroque.
Thank you.
You were just listening to music by a pair of nuns from the early Baroque. We began with Angelus ad Pastoris of Raffaella Aleotti. She lived from 1575 until around 1646. In our performance, Candace Smith conducted members of Capella Artemisia, and that was followed by the work you just heard, Omanium Mysterium by Lucrezia Vizzana. She lived from 1590 until 1662. In that performance, members of Musica Secreta performed. Once again, music by a pair of nuns from the early Italian Baroque. Well, it's 9:21, and we move on now to a series of selections for Christmas by the Bohemian organist and composer Adam Václav Michna, who lived from around 1600 until 1676. He received his education from the Jesuits and also owned a licensed wine vault. These selections for the holiday season are from the composer's Czech Marian book. In our performance, we hear the members of the Prague Brass soloists. Once again, music of Adam Václav Michna for Christmas.
Thank you.
You were just listening to a series of selections for Christmas by the Bohemian organist and composer Adam Václav Michna. He lived from around 1600 until 1676. In our performance, you heard the Prague Brass Soloists. We move on now to a selection by the little-known Italian composer Bernardino Borlasca, who lived from 1560 until 1632. He was known during his career for his antiphonal music, and we will listen now to his Magnificat on the third tone. In our performance, members of Capella Antiqua of Munich, along with the Nieder Altaicher Scholaren, are conducted by Konrad Ruland. Once again, this is the Magnificat on the third tone by Italian composer Bernardino Borlasca.
Thank you.
glorious music by the little-known Italian composer Bernardino Borlasca, who lived from 1560 until 1632. That was his Magnificat on the third tone, as performed by members of Capella Antiqua of Munich, along with the Niederaltaicher Scholaren. Konrad Ruland was the conductor. Once again, music by the little-known Italian Bernardino Borlasca. But we are going to change the mood now and go to a setting of Ave Maria. This is by Hildegard von Bingen. She lived from 1098 until 1179. In our performance, we hear Les Flamboyants.
Oh.
That was a setting of Ave Maria of Hildegard von Bingen, who lived from 1098 until 1179. You heard members of Les Flamboyants in that performance. Well, we are going to go to another setting of Ave Maria. This one's a little later, by French composer Jean Mouton. His dates are from around 1459 until 1522. In our performance, we hear members of Gloria Dei Cantores, conducted by Elizabeth C. Patterson. Once again, this is the Ave Maria of French composer Jean Mouton. That was a very beautiful setting of Ave Maria of French composer Jean Mouton, as performed by Gloria Dei Cantores, conducted by Elizabeth C. Patterson.